interrupting the current neo-Uranian climate change, behaviorally controlled energy starved postulated cricketism. That's all of us not answering, folks. To bring you behind the woodshed, this is Cricket Tube Busting episode of BTWRLM 504. And where Redneck Dennis doesn't turn left, I don't use brakes, because this is the most jam-packed minute in radio for two continuous hours, break free. And remember, being free is not a spectator sport. So as you've been watching, as it's been unfolded to you, get you behind the woodshed. Find your place in the world to stop this nonsense against us. It is not going away. We've got a report coming. They did another event, the one leading up to, well, the event 201, they did another one. So stay tuned for that. And as I think about that real quickly, there is so much information coming, I'm starting to be at a loss of what to cover. And so if you have any suggestions on where, I've asked this before, I don't get any response, but I'm going to ask it anyway, because it's really too much. Too many things to talk about, too many interrelated things to try and cover all at once. And it's just coming fast and furious, and it's not a gun-running governmental action across the border. Anyway, if you have a decision, what you've wanted to hear me say, I've been asked to bring forth information, talk about specific subject matters, and I've shied away from that because it's real difficult to discuss specifics. When I'm speaking to a general audience, it may or may not be interested and may or may not be able to pick up on the specific information, which actually should be done better behind the scenes. Because there's always a learning curve, a mountain of learning to be done to actually get on the point that you need to do. And it's a continuing learning, absolutely a continuing learning process. We've been dumbed down, completely dumbed down on what we really ought to have been doing. And when I started to see that and started to see the lack of what I consider proper response, getting to the first step wrong instead of going down the trail a few miles and then then complain about the bears and the lions in the woods, I found we have a problem in our society and where we're going to need to go. It doesn't seem, what I say doesn't seem to reflect for people. And I don't know how else to bring it forward. Some of you do get it. Some of you understand and know that when you start to, especially when you help other people that come to ask questions, and you've understood what I've been trying to get at here. And they get straightened up a bit, and they get to rethink what's going on and readdress what's happening. This is not about us making decisions. We are not at all, not even close. I mean, I'm going to say this as I started laughing in my own mind. But we have no perfect knowledge about this condition and this situation. Absolutely not. So we can't commit our what we think is supposed to go on. That's long gone. You're going to have to now, I hate to use the word force, but there's going to be you're going to have to be a force to be reckoned with, I should say that way, so that this usurpation that's taking people, this society down. It has already actually done it, but we still have the vestiges of the spirit of a freedom, of being free more than freedom. And that the government was supposed to serve. And so the obligation was on the people to maintain that. And we never did. And the miscreants and the usurpers took advantage. The occupiers took advantage. So I'm going to return back from last week again. I had 30-something tabs left over. I had another 35 I just cut out this week. Just cannot get it to it all. But I'm going to retrace my steps a bit from last week. Just to touch base, the information did come out relative to the JFK files. And this was kind of a surprise to me, but not that they were coming out, but the lack of response. It says, revealed CIA direct involvement in the assassination of JFK. And so we have as I talked last week, it certainly seems like they were at least a bit involved. It looks like maybe they're more directly involved. We don't know the extent. And so I'm a little bit hesitant to say what what's going on here. However, this just shows me again what to explain to you why delayed information is a problem in societies. A decade's delay is an infringement upon our right as a people to understand what's going on, our right to redress or to abolish or alter the corruption in the government. And so they've used these techniques around us, and then the Bar Association came in and said, well, we're going to give all these people immunity, and we're going to go under national security and all that. And these are all just covers to usurp the people, essentially continue the tax plantation that they, human capital that they derive from you or your thoughts or how you think you're subject to this. And even if you don't, you're still subject to it. You're subject in that society. And I don't think people appreciate that problem. You can be as resistant as you want, or you can even do nothing. You can cross your, fold your arms and just say, I'm not moving, and you're still part of it. So this is a little bit different problem, as I keep saying. But CIA direct involvement. Whenever the agencies, the three-letter agencies, directly involved in the assassination of a president. Fascinating. Just fascinating. And the problem is we have a delayed response. The society has changed. The lack of response I heard in the media is just, in a way, the silence is deafening. The silence is deafening. Not much response. To those of us that were, if you will, affected by that, and I think the whole nation has been, to whatever extent, and this doesn't disregard the fact that they were still Democrats and Republicans at the time. They were still doing their political usurpation as well. They were just shifted over on the political spectrum a lot further to the more conservative side. Now, as we're going through Jefferson County District and doing the analysis, we found out that the Democrats, the so-called liberals, so-called progressives, have slipped off the edge. They're into oblivion, and the Republicans slipped right up to the edge with them, and they're really ready to go over as well. So there's no distinction between the two. But notwithstanding, the information that we needed, when we find out an organization of the government has been part of a presidential assassination of our own country, let alone how abominable it is that we would be involved, the CIA would be involved in the assassination of someone else's president, if you want to talk about democracy, whatever the ism is that they follow, we have just found out that there's more documentations, and they're holding back some more. And they're likely, and here's the problem, we may not ever get to the actual evidence. This may have been always as I thought it was, and possibly, I hope I'm wrong, the way just that the government hides its occupation against the people so that they don't get riled up. And as soon as the people, if they will, get riled up enough, they have a right that they can stand on to alter and abolish. Now, I don't know why my memory didn't pick him up, because I'm thinking about, not think about him a lot, but he's a force to be reckoned with that lived at that time and is still living. I've missed. I made an error. I don't know why my memory didn't pick him up, but I'll talk about him a little bit later as we go through. This guy has been around since JFK's time, since the JFK assassination. He was on the world stage. He's made policy. He's changed the United States directions. He's changed its monetary system or advised. He's an advisor. He's the guy right behind the people who make the decisions. One of the probably the most dangerous places to be for a people, and the most powerful when you're listened to. And I don't know why I missed him, because I always wait for him to make a comment to see what the direction of the United States government's going to be generally, not specifically. And guess what? That's what reminded me. He came up. So later in the broadcast, I'll get to him. We have another. He's a living fossil. He's well connected, and he links the evolution of the past to the present. This guy. And he's still ticking, and he's still going. And it's amazing to watch. And I keep reminding myself, all these people that have been destroying the Republic, the representative Republic, have lived, all these current people are still alive and still been doing this all my life, despite my belief otherwise. And again, I lost all my delusions of being free and in a freedom and a beacon and all that long years ago. Now it's just a matter of rooting out the problem and then assessing how do we extricate it. And that's going to be a different question as we move on here. The CIA direct involvement, amazing. Crickets on the media. Where is that fourth or fifth, whatever number, pillar of control and the information that we need timely, not like it's been done. Why I didn't talk about Roe versus Wade being overthrown. We're in a different society. There's a different consciousness that's in the society. It's been altered. It's been altered on purpose. It's been altered to accept a Comey swindle. It's been altered to accept 9/11. It's been altered to accept that there's people outside your own country that somehow have authority over your country. It's been altered to allow the people that are in government to use the mechanisms of government, like we see going through the funding of Ukraine and what's this $1.7 trillion bill, starting in the Senate, no less, in the other miscreant party, the Republican Party, started there to allow a channel of funding that we now see in FTX is a money laundering system. for politicians. Why, it now makes more sense, right? How they can go into an office of profit, they told us, and then actually become millionaires over time. So the truth is being revealed, more revealed, not just the CIA's direct involvement, but how extensive these fingers of the squid are, the global octopus are in this thing. Whether or not we can ever touch it or find it, actually, whether the evidence like in this JFK files is ever brought to us, I don't really know. We don't need that much, though, because this is, let's move along to what we were all had to worry about. And all we had to worry about was the appearance of an impropriety. We don't have to prove it. We just have to know that it just appears bad. And that was enough for the people to move. And we have it. Moving more over now from the CIA into a Twitter file, just to quit here, just to kind of touch base where I was going last week and never got there. Twitter files, part 8, platform directly assisted U.S. military's influence operations. Now we go to the CIA, now we go to the military. What did I report on? It all come, the news is there. We knew it. We could see it. I could report on it. The military was doing the fancy pants dance, the cat box cover up, to say, oh, well, we got caught, and so now how are we going to make it so we don't get caught in the future? Here it is, a Twitter now with Elon Musk, and thank you to his part here, even though I don't trust him, and I don't trust the future that they're building, and I see a whole bunch of so-called conservatives that are just paid for their ability to be in the future of the technocratic gulag, essentially. I don't understand how people do that, but there they are. But the Twitter files say that we have a directly assisted military influence. None of this in the Constitution, if we were under a Constitution, should have been proper. I'm just going to move pretty quickly here. You can find the blogcast or get the links, type it in even while I'm talking. Go to Sound Minds over there at Rumble or Odyssey and see at least the titles, type those in and start educating yourself. If you need a little bit more specifics, and then maybe use them as a direction, these links get you to think more closely if that's what you're interested in. I'm just not sure where people are interested to go, and not just to read and be well-informed and be able to spew information to people. You've got to settle down at some point and take that information and figure out, what are we going to do about this? They're taking us over the cliff bad and fast. And they do it so incrementally, you don't even quite think it's important. So incrementally, they actually... the information we should have had with the JFK files, like the whodunits and who might have been involved, the situation regarding any of these things that delayed, when they delay a court case decision that should have never happened, like in Roe versus Wade, they should have never decided that the states didn't have power to make those decisions. In other words, they didn't say there wasn't an abortion. It says that the people of each state would decide. And then returning it back after, 40 or so years, that was a big problem. That's a monstrous problem. You're seeing it again here. People didn't even care that the CIA is directly involved in the assassination of an American president. I'm stunned, folks, at our cricketness here. I would have never really thought about it. FBI, let's go and move on to the CIA. Military was involved in Twitter. FBI must be abolished, says former U.S. presidential candidate Ron Paul. He comes out and says what he says. I supported Ron Paul a bit. There's some things I didn't like that Ron Paul did. He learned how to become a congressman, too, relative to getting favor, even though it wasn't popular favor. For this, I'll go ahead and go with it. FBI must be abolished. Why? The FBI used proprietary back channels at Twitter to infringe Americans' First Amendment rights, and it should be abolished, former U.S. Republican president candidate Ron Paul stated on Monday. Well, he was a congressman, so that's an interesting way to do this. I guess RT, Russian Today, is a little bit shy of what he was and who he was and the influence that he did have. And so he gave us the idea that our monetary system needed to be, the Fed needed to be abolished. He gave us the idea that the money wasn't going properly. He goes to the idea that we needed to make more limited government. Well, we didn't. He's now on board to get rid of the FBI, too. And this is the problem. Now, how? We see the appearance of impropriety. Where do we get the relief? And you can't turn, I don't believe you can turn to any of the Republican Party right now in Congress to do that, nor the Democrats. They've all allowed it in one way, or shape, or form. They can spew now about, oh, how bad it is, but you're not going to watch, in my mind, in my sensibilities, you will not see any functional accountability. You'll see more delay. And they delay the society down until it forgets. And the reason likely why they're not promoting it, well, first of all, the media is the element, one element of the government, and we knew that through the modernization, remember that word modernization, the Transformation Acts, the modernization of the Schmidt-Mundt Act, which was a block, the Schmidt-Mundt Act, made a block of being propagandized to or lied to by the government to the American people. There was that act was actually to be able to make allowing governmental agencies to lie to foreign people, which should have told us something too. But, so the FBI should be abolished. The military, should we abolish the military? Should we abolish the CIA? Well, it's starting to come to tune. If you look at the military, what they've done and why they've been doing what they did, and the interference that it made, like with our elections, the people, the people's polity, well, maybe we don't have the military for us now. Maybe it does need to be redone. Maybe the militia needs to step up, not in the step up in the physical, but re-engage the people in the protection that they are, because the military was derelict. The military was derelict at 9/11. It was merely derelict to stop the usurpation of the Covey swindle. It, in fact, was a party to implementing at warp speed a chemical weapon attack. And I told you you were on the right side of history if you stood up. Some of you did. And I thank you for yourself, because you're going to see those of you that did some of that work and got the that's a basic familiarity. I'm hoping for you here in the future that you're going to you'll realize what I was telling you, because you're going to need the, as they come harder, as the authority, lawful authority is usurped and displaced, you're going to need to remind everybody, I'm talking the government official coming at you, that they don't actually have that, and you're going to have to know how, and you're going to have to know how better to respond to that. But should the FBI be abolished? I'm thinking so. I didn't need the Twitter files to tell me how corrupt the FBI was. I told you what happened to us in JMD, and they attacked our, invited our chairman to go talk to them at a restaurant, and then they started to threaten him on a letter that we sent to challenge the government on its unlawful, felonious acts. And we got, our chairman got hit, our agents, or the JMD mining district got under scrutiny from the FBI, who should have turned around immediately on our complaint and went after, look, the government's usurpation of the law. And yes, I do believe in that now, because there is this objective basis, the only thing we have now. And it happened to be in the land. You want to talk about free man on the land? You start looking at what the land law was and the obligations now of government. And you're going to start understanding more of what I've been talking about, why I position myself in this way. Whether or not the occupier is going to recognize it, I don't have there's no doubt in my mind they won't, because they're an occupier. But what we were supposed to do is mutually support each other. When I tell you that we have a 2013 Kitzhoffer versus JMD versus Kitzhoffer lawsuit that the two political parties in the Bar Association defaulted on, you needed to take interest in that, because this is leading to where we're going right here. Yeah, whether or not anybody saw that. So I've been interestingly positioned to watch this, but more importantly, and it comes to me to say to you, you have to position yourself. The FBI must be abolished. I have to agree. Everything that is now coming to the fore, that we now have evidence. We don't need to prove it necessarily. We just need to have the appearance of impropriety. And then when you watch how they respond, you know that it happened. That's all we need is the people. There's not. This is such a tangible problem. The intangible, tangible. Rumsfeld hit me, I guess, comes out. That government officials were never supposed to allow the appearance of an impropriety. We're so far beyond that is really stunning, and that we don't respond to that more than just a complaint has really got me a little bit. And I'm a little bit tied up a bit with all this information I can bring. If everyone hears it, and we all agree, or to some extent, or even to some part, then it aids us in understanding a little bit different, more to the complexion, more comprehensively, and then we're not acting on it. I'm letting you know again, and I do routinely. Just sitting back with the knowledge is like contemplating your navel on a rock, and it doesn't do anything. All this knowledge in us and not put in action, not responding to it with the knowledge, and it's not that complicated in this case, universally and mutually amongst each other, cutting across all belief system and all isms and all ists, just to say we need a government that's not attacking us. We need to be peaceful in our country. We need to stop attacking those abroad. That this place was set up to be a limited form and to not go out and be an aggressor. And look, since how long we've been doing, as a nation, the nation has been doing the aggressor condition was almost immediately. How few years have we not been at some kind of a conflict or war? It was telling people a truth here. Well, what's coming back to roost, it's all coming to roost here. The FBI should be abolished. I don't want to read the stories more than to point them out. It gives me an idea to talk to you. We need more than just a cackling about the change, and we need to do more than ask a representative who isn't there to represent anybody to do that change. It's not going to happen. And it's not an excuse that it's a democracy, because it's really not. It was a representative government that was supposed to be limited. And when they start making bills outside of money, out of mind, and they start making those things accessible to people out of the country, when they're stopping, when they don't protect the people in the country, when they don't stop invasions, don't bring order and peace, they're not serving the people at all. I don't care what their color is, what their ism or ist is, what their belief system is, or anything else. Their actions are telling us they do not work for the people, and I can only tell you that can't mean good in the future for the people, period. Any stripe, if you will. After Twitter, so we have the government agencies that are showing beyond impropriety, the actions of militaries even against the people. They are utilizing the congressional or the law for modernizing. You know, again, modernizing is sustainability. Modernizing all the laws in order to allow this stuff against the people. I've been talking about this since, 2010, I think it was. I explained that. Trying to show you how it's already, the cancer's in your system. This is not really new. It's just evidence. See, now we have black and white. I don't know why anybody's not moving on the black and white now. This is evidence of things. I don't care what the three-letter agency might say, they were not supposed to breach the appearance of impropriety. We've been so far beyond that, and we can now allege all that point that they really don't have an authority to speak now. And we need to be figuring out what we're going to do, at least for protection, because these people, these agencies are coming after us in the future. As you heard, we keep hearing the 87,000 IRS agents. Who do you think they're coming after? Oh, it's only going to be the billionaires. Remember last week, only 1% of the Americans are interested in the war in Ukraine, as I was pointing out. The rest of you don't care. I find it interesting. I think it's important re-lessening for us, re-studying what international law does, what it's supposed to do, how you're supposed to respond, and looking at Russia, who is under the gun of it, and looking through the propaganda system. As you're looking at an information war, you're looking at, firstly, the economic war, and then you're looking at what people call the proxy war on the ground, which is really just a sideshow, but no one wants to pay attention to that either. But it's a funneling system, see, so for the financing of your political overthrow. But it's not just the three-letter agencies, it's just not the government, it's just not those in the government, but Twitter revelations, Representative John Comer says Google and Facebook need to be investigated for similar censorship collusion. Okay, that's a call. Is it going to happen? And it's not just Google or Facebook. And this is a bigger problem, and I don't even know if my mind can adjust to it. These weren't supposed to be able to interfere with the body politic, if you will, with the people knowing. And this is just another way to cover up the information to keep a body of people ignorant. And the right to alter or abolish requires that we not be ignorant so we don't act wrong ourselves. And we want to be able to protect against that problem. Why I keep telling you, I don't think we're intelligent enough quite yet on some of the more statesman-like, and the diplomatic-like factors that people we need to have in our mind as a society that's moved from that. It's in my memory that we used to do that as a nation, for as diabolical as we were. We still put on the air, at least. We got a little bit of example that way. That has been abandoned. And we need, as a people, to bring, because that's peace, essentially, in a way. It's communication ahead of a problem. We've lost all that. The agencies have no regard for even the appearance of impropriety. They can care less. And that was our license, if you will, the red line that we aren't responding to, but it extends now to the entities that are created under that organization that could care less, that uses these social media accounts to be surveillance systems, as they were, or propaganda tools for the war that they're waging that they don't tell anybody. So we have James Comer. He's going to represent James Comer. He's going to come up and say, oh, we need to investigate all of them. Yeah, that's a good response, Representative. But what's going to happen out of it? Yes, just move ahead. Don't just talk. Don't just talk. Instead, what you look at in the rush to the end of the change here, you're watching a whole bunch of new bills going through that the Democrats have control of the Congress in order to put through, in order to appropriate things to happen before they leave. Likely, the bare minimum in January or after January is going to change that in the balance. So the thing incrementally moves forward. But yeah, we have a call. So the entire FBI needs to be dismantled. Another call. Case will be moved from Ron Paul, who's out of the political sphere, but someone who was in, you know, he was a congressman, to another one who's calling for the dismantlement. Okay, that's a great call. Great call. Why stop at the FBI, though? But on top of all that, what are you going to do? You can talk. You can call for all this. We can name all the names. We can identify, point fingers at everybody. What is the accountability? What's the rubber meeting the road? And a lot of you ask that. And when you don't see it, you kind of shrug your shoulders. And I kind of bit too, but that, again, when you find the thing you need to do when you are being attacked, what I'm telling you become tools that you can use to defend yourself. It seems to me the COVID swindle was a way to dismantle people who might be active and stick them in places outside of being effectual because they know they have a problem. That's what this new contagion event roundtable is coming on to tell us. They are trying to figure out how to control the people better. The behavior is all important here. Your mindset is all important. So they come out and they say we want to dismantle. Oh, it's an honorable thing to consider. Let's see it happen. You can't wait. This has to happen. These agencies have to be stopped. As you notice, the recent Congress is going to go ahead and fund it worse and fund all kinds of stuff. If you look closely, it's at your peril, essentially, or your hardship. A documents uncover secret Twitter portal U.S. government used to censor COVID-19 content. So here's the war against us. To me, it's not even, why wouldn't we see this? This is a matter of course. The point is, we have someone who has divulged evidence of at least the potential. All we need is the appearance. New documents reveal how the United States government used a secret Twitter portal to censor COVID-19 content that contradicted the government's narrative. The government of the United States and Washington, D.C. had no narrative to play. That they had a narrative is a violation. That they jumped in and they had appropriated money to interfere with the body politics information system is unconstitutional. That they, in fact, effectuated that is unconstitutional, but we haven't heard anything. We didn't need that before, but we now have the evidence. What is going to bring the accountability? I've told you, and people don't quite understand what I write, I'm sure, because no one really responds in the little few places I say it. When the local officials in at least the United States of America, in the states, which has exclusive jurisdiction, did not follow were derelict to the duty in the communicable disease law for each jurisdiction. What I found fascinating, you'll see them when they talk about these places, they do use the word jurisdiction, just like I have been using the word jurisdiction. In these jurisdictions, there is a law, communicable disease law. No official, whether governor or public health official, anywhere, effectuated, lawfully executed, faithfully executed those laws to be able to declare and determine what it was. That there could be no misinformation about a subject not met by the law, not met by the local official. Shows you this U.S. government has usurped its authority to begin with, let alone the fact that it's the First Amendment, it's the usurpation of the Republican form of representative government, it's interfering with the information that the body politic needs to understand. But whether or not they will or not, that's a whole different question. That's not on the government, that's on us. Again, the portal set up using Twitter. What about Google? What about YouTube? What about Facebook? What about any of the other ones? I would say they were likely all set up that way. I can't see how they weren't. In fact, there was money in it. If you want to go through even Twitter and Elon Musk, he's connected to all this and behind the scenes. He gets not his money necessarily, but his organizations, his entities, are fully tied in with all these projects that the government's putting up. That he's outing this is an interesting phenomenon, I guess, one. But I think there's a bigger play going on. I don't think it ends. I think he's actually the honey trap, the honey pot, I guess they call it. So the the COVID content was being controlled. They called it misinformation. You're going to watch somebody outside the country coming, as I get to the tabs, call everybody, call people and identify people who are trying to give information killers. They're calling them now killers because of the narrative. And it's not in this country, in the United States of America, that's supposed to be unlawful, unconstitutional, we might say. And so the call for all the scrutiny on two entities, when we have to know it's pervasive, is limited attack, and it's not going to, I don't see how it's going to fulfill, I guess, let's look at it this way. The history of accountability is about nil in the country, United States, it seems. The proof of which is the withholding of the JFK files and other systems of files that would give the body politic the idea, the information they need in order to make a best determination. So COVID-19 is being squandered. It's being applied as the narrative war against us as well. In a place I told you in 2019, December 31st of that year, it was coming. I told you that it was coming. Be prepared. I didn't know what it would be called. I just knew it would be through the medical hardship problem that we would have. And they did. In anticipation of that, it gave me 3 months to look at how would I help people avoid it. And some of you had tried, and some of you did. Some of you, I would say you did, because you didn't get pressed for the injection, did you? So what could have helped, and what got me, because it's not just about pointing the finger at those that didn't hear, couldn't hear, were not able to hear what I would have to say. My listenership is what it is. I have to maybe take that. I just got to have to be thankful for that, and that there's people that do listen. And hopefully the ripple is going out slowly, if nothing else. But some of you didn't participate in this. So you don't have, and you weren't going to be exposed at least directly from the effects of this. Some of you did. Some of you have seen the effects, and it's been proven out. But what I came across, which is pretty interesting, for those of you that have heard, and maybe we don't know, or maybe we haven't heard many more stories about Bell's palsy being a response to this bioweapon. Again, why is it a bioweapon and not a vaccine? Why could it not be a vaccine? It doesn't have an organic principle in it. It's not natural. And the juice is not natural. And it doesn't prevent or control, as local law requires. So as I told you, that would be the things that the mRNA is outside. It's not in the medical bag of the local health official to use to determine what might prevent and control. It's not even in there. And so if it's not in there, it doesn't have the dual use, it's a bioweapon, it's prohibited. It's Title, I think, 18, Section 175, has criminal consequences. So what we should have seen is our local health officials faithfully executing the law to call out who was the vector, which is these companies, making the bioweapon, the CDC of which has a patent on the first one, what they call SARS-CoV-2. Again, COVID is the symptoms. I see so many people that think they know what's going on. I'm going to tell you how this is working, how to explain, and you'll understand better, and they call it COVID-19. No, that's wrong. The infectious agent is what you want to know about, not the symptoms. And so I can tell pretty quickly whether someone's really going to help or not. And I don't know of anybody that helps to the point that gives you information to where you can go look to help protect yourself against this one coming, as I told you they were going to. But this Bell's palsy response, I mean, it pretty interesting. Just reading through some information, I ran across something very interesting. Well, pass this along. If you know someone that has Bell's palsy because of the response, or you hear about it, or wait and you see someone has a response, maybe consider this, that what does lysine do for your body? Within this link is a discussion that Bell's palsy, which I did not understand, Bell's palsy is caused, as they figured, as they think, is caused by herpes. And lysine has been found to control the symptoms of herpes and its outbreak. So for those of you that are suffering Bell's palsy, apparently herpes is, what it does, this injection jumps on and degrades your system so that the weakest link in your body is flares up. People have herpes, generally. They got all the types that might be shown. That's a very interesting problem and a natural vector that can be used. And it's interesting that pops up. Bell's palsy was a response. It would seem that people with Bell's palsy reaction to a juice, the juice jab, were having herpes inflame in their body. And that's what apparently brings it on. So I would ask to people to consider whether or not for them, when they get Bell's palsy to the jab, whether lysine might reduce the inflammation, the herpes response, and then reduce the, and eliminate possibly, hopefully, the Bell's palsy reaction to that. Just to the point, not knowing what's going to happen, I don't know what's going to work. I don't want to, again, we're in such a bad way, I'm certainly not going to, and I've never have been, said blaming you for your decision. This was an expert campaign, a professional military campaign, a perception management campaign, and they preyed on people's fears, they preyed on their positions, they preyed on their jobs, and I'm not talking to God, I'm talking they as predators. And so, here, I don't know what more to say, I was interested, I never knew this, that the Bell's palsy was, at least the cause of it, is thought to be herpes, and lysine may be able to control those. So just for a point of reference, moving on, as we see the FDA again, to me, all these entities, these three-letter entities, if you want to call them that, have moved beyond the appearance of impropriety. They do not serve the people at all. We know who they serve. We can talk about it. We can prove it. It's now, what are we going to do to stop it? We have somebody there stopping us first, and whether or not I totally believe in homeopathy, more than a couple of other things, I don't know. But you watch as we start finding alternatives to their bioweapons, the government comes back to try and limit us because it looks like it has the authority to do so. FDA plans crackdown in dangerous homeopathy. Homeopaths say bring it. Actually, they don't. They're trying to, homeopaths are saying, well, don't touch us that hard. And this is the other problem about this FDA coming along. The homeopathic remedies for these things are going to be under scrutiny. What's interesting to me is the FDA is attacking the whole entire industry when what they're interested in was the misapplication upon babies or children. And I found that interesting because that must mean that the stuff works even though they say it doesn't. And so, interesting problem, but the FDA is coming against what millions and millions and millions of people use to fight what they, you know, the diseases that they find, the symptoms, and try to go after the cause. In homeopathic drugs, the draft guidance, again, that's a notice to everybody if you're interested in this, if you're inside, whether you're in the industry or you're a user of the products, or however, even if you make them, you may want to jump in on the draft guidance that they're writing. That's the notice to you, administrative law, that allows you to jump in, and if you jump in, then you have the standing, when they don't go the correct way, to when you find a couple of issues with what they did, you get to be the one of the, at least one that steps up and say, no, you're not going to go that way. You're going to have to do it lawfully. And the lack of our ability to do that, or the lack of our knowledge to do that, or the capacity to do that, or some of us to focus on that, is what allows these three-letter agencies to go as far as they have, notwithstanding all the corruption. Because, again, if you're not calling out thief, thief, then you're probably not going to know there was a theft. And or rape, rape. I mean, if you're just quiet, and then it doesn't. The crime goes without at least without being stopped or identified, and certainly much more difficult to find justice through it. But for those of you in the homeopathic field or use the remedies, you're under attack. This is what they're coming after again. And I'm just here to give you the notice. If you're interested, you're going to have to step up. I cannot do all of it, and I certainly can't do the overwhelming amount we did. I've done my experiences through the Jefferson Mining District in addressing quite a number of things through producers and protecting the law and the land grants and that and the highways and all that. So I have an experience in how we did address it and the effectiveness of it at some level. There is effectiveness. It's not complete, but that's, I think, a measure of the amount of people that are coming to do the proper voices. But the FDA is just another agency, and there's administrative due processes that go on, and you can interfere with that. And if you can get the FDA outside of their normal procedures, then you can get them for not having a jurisdiction at all as well. And so you look that way at attacking these agencies that are attacking you, then you try to be, you know, like I said, don't bring an issue. You end, there's no argument. You bring your right, your title, and the fact they don't have a right to interfere. I'm not sure what all the discussion would be around the homeopathic issues, but they're long-term. And if the issue is only over little ones, babies, then maybe that's the restriction and not on the industry. Maybe that's where you go. But again, they're admitting that they do something. Yeah. And so for those, the naysayers, I've heard, because I've had friends and participated myself, I don't tend toward the homeopathic view first, but I've seen that it can work, whether or not whatever the mechanism is, I'm not quite sure of. But anyway, so that's under attack. You serve yourself, you help yourself, and they're taking this stuff away. And I told you this years and years and years ago, decade ago or more. That's what was happening. When you saw modernization hit the United States government, it was going to be rippling out as a force to be reckoned with that was already in the States to be reckoned with. And we all failed there, as I learned as we did our addressing the sustainable interference and the usurpation of the Republican form government and treason in how they attack people through for production and land rights. And so this is a big deal here behind all this. We see the news, but that's also not even, that's just the crust of the problem, the scab on our wound here as a people. But they'll deny you or cause a comprehensive destruction of an industry that appears to work. Homeopathy, the FDA does it, while the CDC comes in now and declares U.S. life expectancy falls for second straight year, hits 25-year low. And they do it since the 2021. So they don't mention, but since COVID-19 was first detected in 2019, folks, 2019. Remember, the flu was detected in 2019, as I reported there as well. Life expectancy has fallen in the United States 2.7 years. As of last year. They won't identify that it was the symptom, certainly, but this is interesting correlation, isn't it? That while the FDA is prohibiting people to understand alternatives, that they're also identifying that the things they suggested have caused a drastic change in your life expectancy. It seems like the appearance of impropriety to me. What if it's, I don't need cause and effect? What if I just need, hey, something here happened and something else happened, and I want to make sure that's not causal. How about if we just stop that and watch again? As we move into now the international specter, remember, the feds don't have a real jurisdiction in health matters. They told us that in the International Health Regulation of 2005 with the United States reservation, and interestingly, Iran made their own reservation as to the authority that they have. That the international bodies and non-governmental organizations do not have authority to do this, but we do hear from them this week, and we move this thing along in this vein because it's going in a direction to go off. They're offshoring this whole thing. As I said, they would. The WHO, the WHO, not the Rock Group or the OWL or the little people from Whoville, but the World Health Organization sounds alarm over cholera vaccines. I just want to touch this real quickly. They claim that there's 36 million shots per year. They don't call them vaccines either here. They call them shots per year that are given for cholera in Africa. And they now have a problem. Should be at least the appearance that the vaccines don't work. And so to start with here, they sound alarms over cholera, which is what? Not really, it's not served by a vaccine. It's actually served by helping hygiene. Helping nutrition. And so where is the World Health Organization at in making that cause, remedying that cause, those causes, I should say, more than this brokering of pharmaceuticals, pharma, the P's are silent. The World Health Organization has warned that the global stockpiles of cholera vaccine are empty or extremely low as outbreaks of the disease increase and mortality rates rise. Well, the vaccine's not working apparently, right? Well, we do want, throw more gasoline on the fire. And so I just want to point this out. They're making themselves relevant by calling out these alarms. But notice that the alarm they called out on the COVID-19 pandemic was a fraud. And so we look deeper, a little deeper on what's the real cause here. We really have to get a handle on this. Now, we don't have cholera necessarily in the United States so much. So we don't think it's important. But this kind of a thing on cholera is no different than what they did with the COVID swindle, with what they do to the influenza, which what they do to the common cold. Remember, and don't ever forget this. They're going to pass this off, but don't ever forget this. Influenza and the common cold are seasonal things that cannot be stopped. And yet they're going to use them, as I told you they would, that's the only thing they have, to attempt to say that that's the cause. You're going to watch a shift here, as I've been telling you. It's coming as we move into the relevance of the World Health Organization being the global criminal themselves. And looking through this, we see a Twitter made by the World Health Organization, anti-vaccine activism, which I actually call anti-science aggression, has now become a major killing force globally. So all you all that have a question about this are killing people globally, as stated by the people who are brokering the bioweapons globally. Now, I've told you it's not anti-science. I'm anti-fraud. I'm anti-usurpation of law. And these folks have no jurisdiction in the United States that I know of at all. Whether or not the EU has agreed, I don't know about that. Maybe the rules, I've heard that they could have. It doesn't matter. The fraud steps forward ahead of all that. Anti-vaccine activism. Well, I think I'm anti-fraud activism. If it's an activist, I am. If it's an ism, I be. And so you're going to have to understand where they're going with this. They vilify you, you asymptomat. Anti-science. Well, the science was epidemiology, which is cooking the books. These people, these organizations that are now known to have created at least the appearance of impropriety, if not way worse, are the ones making the data that allow them to say what they get to say. They cook the books to perpetuate their fraud. And that apparently happens to be law now, but it isn't. And I'm asking you to consider what I've been saying and how to implement. Not just think about, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, yeah, I can read this and that. How you're going to implement, how to respond to these criminals calling you a criminal, a killer, for having a question on something that can't happen, a pandemic. That's a private definition. It can't happen locally because your jurisdictions actually cannot deal with a pandemic within their borders. They can only deal with the outbreak and then the epidemic. And then that has to be, there has to be a demonstration of a non-fraudulent infectious agent, not a set of symptoms, which is essentially just the flu or pneumonia responses, the body immune system responses. But moving on here, you anti-vaccine activists are killing people globally. You have to change that framing. As I move into another story here quickly, the monster WHO sycophant slammed on Twitter after calling vaccine skeptics a major killing force. So I'm an anti-corruption, anti-usurpation, anti-treason, Republican former representative government advocate, if nothing else. And you're going to show me the law. You're going to show me your compliance with it first. You're going to show me that you have authority over me, where you had no due process that you complied with to show that I had an opportunity to respond to your secret order. Your general warrant, all supposed to be outlawed. We start to see, I guess, as I say that, the so-called framers of this place, even though it's been framed kind of weird and kind of wrong, you see the framers had ideas about this and that these things are not supposed to happen. And we see now, if we want to apply it, we see why. We see why these were supposed to all suffer, the government, limited form, suffer due process, suffer certain objective steps that I've been asking you all to step forward because you're going to get into this dialogue where people call you names who WHO has an authority in people's minds. They don't have a jurisdiction, but they have an authority in people's mind. Perception management. They call you a name and they call you a killer. Without due process, you're a killer. And so be very careful on just dismissing what I've been saying or thinking that you can wait or not understand. Well, you'll get to it or I can just be quiet. Your mind has to be prepared for how to deal with these people more than just crossing your arms and say, that's not me, and denying, because that's not going to be enough here. And it's a psychological thing coming as well. As I told you, it's a mental issue on top of it all. So we have more moving on through more of the WHO power grab. Interesting article pops up with a delineation for this new amendment to the IHR. I told you had the reservation. So first of all, those of you that are interested, I hope a lot of you are, for as futile as it might seem, write a letter, put yourself on the map, if you will, to be of the presentation that the IHR 2005 cannot be amended to remove the reservation of exclusive jurisdiction of health matters to the states. At least have yourself positioned there. You can always rely on that letter if you hopefully Senate return receipt requested to be evidence in the future, even against a public health official. But that could not come to defeat the United States government's organization relative to the federal and the state powers. But this article is very interesting. Someone has gone through what the amendments are, and they've gone through to explain them to us. A quick list of what the proposed amendments to the IHR will do. I say read these to understand what they've done. It's important to watch how things are amended and revised. Very important. In fact, that's been coming out recently. Quite a few people trying to show the rules get changed and they get revised to a place. If you're not if I can say, practitioner in that field, like law, you don't understand all the things that are being not mentioned that are available to you when they change all these different reliefs in the law to a two-term phrase. And so if you aren't catching that, you miss the opportunities to have relief because you don't know to ask for it. And this is, again, if you don't ask for your rights, literally ask for them, you assert them, but you're asking that they be honored because you're in front of an occupier. You don't even ask for them, then you don't get them. And no one's going to give them to you. But here, we see the revising going of the IHR. Very interesting. Let's say the very first thing they say here, removal of these important words, with respect for the dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedom of persons, is being removed from the previous IHR. Why? Again, they're not about you. These things were not about you, and now they're going to make sure that that happens. They got warm and fuzzy, got brought in, everybody embraced that, now they're going to go ahead and ingest it. That's why you can never let these legislations in. I don't say these are legislations with authority. What I'm saying is that they're going to be perception management tools of a foreigner to come into your country, and they say that in this now, even though your United States of America has the local jurisdiction is the power, they're going to make the rule that accepts that, and I've already seen them. And so we've challenged those. We say the rule promulgated to allow a foreign expert to come in and be that determiner is against the intention of the legislature and against the intention of the right of the parties, the one suspected of the infectious agent. How does a foreigner have anything to do about you in your state and your due process and your laws? Anyway, we have to think that through and how we're going to reframe the condition to give ourselves, as I say, the word in our mouth. Number two, the language has shifted from recommendations to binding accord, specifying a compliance committee obligations of duty to cooperate. You're going to have to be able to address these. Number three, surveillance network of bureaucracy to be created, quote, strengthen the central role of national health authorities in management and coordination with political, intersectoral, interministerial, and multi-level authorities for timely and coordinated surveillance and response. That one was kind of a nice one for me because in the country, United States of America, there is no central role for national health authorities. If you don't know that, you won't assert that they don't have the authority. This law is improper relative to that part right there, the central role for a national health authority, is improper to the establishment of the United States of America. It cannot be fixed. And so I go through a couple of these just to show you, but you have to know about this so that this is, because I do believe this is coming down stronger and they're doing it more generally, and they're going to answer those of us that were resistors. You've already seen it. The seed is being planted that there were global killers now, just for having a question. And boy, isn't that the hive thought process? Number four, UN agencies will be involved with one health actions and thereby expand the authority of the WHO into everything on the planet. Wildlife, plants, oceans, ecosystems, livestock, agriculture, in addition to human and animal health. What have I told you? I've talked about One Health. It's already in the CDC. It's already sitting there to be attached. They're going to hook the train up to this thing. Sharing genomic data, getting consent from nations, but not from individuals whose data may be shared. And this is a critical view. The silence on this one is killer. They get the consent from nations, but not individuals. But that genomic data sharing is already in the 1992 Biodiversity Convention. So this is just, again, the laws are already there, just being tied together and put on a mule team to drag you around and to control you if you don't know better. Expert teams, number six, expert teams might come to your country to investigate what's happening inside your borders. How the WHO, the WHO, would respond to the information they generate is unclear. Well, they will, that's that smart process, that they will sustainably monitor and ART, whatever, and respond and then transform your society when they get that information. These are intelligence, literally war intelligence spies in your system, and you're handing them the ability to get the intelligence to defeat you, especially if you don't know what I've been talking about relative to this communicable disease thing. And be careful, I've been quiet on explaining that the legislatures are being lobbied to change what the it looks like the legislature would have said. So this is going to be a defeat in the future for what I'm telling you, unless you understood that too. So it's not because I'm giving you this, it doesn't mean that that goalpost doesn't get changed, and it's already being changed. And a part of what I've said when they mentioned pandemic, you can then make the comment that, but a pandemic is not within the district, the jurisdiction. It's not limited. And the legislation is only valid within the jurisdiction. It's one of the options that you have. Whether or not when you get there anybody will listen, I don't know, but at least you'll have it to say. You'll be righteous in your indignation, if nothing else. The WHO could impose tests and vaccination for travel. That's beyond the borders, isn't it? It could require vaccine passports with QR codes, all coming out of the new revised draft of the IHR 2005 health convention, which they want to make an accord, a binding accord. Well, it can only bind to what it can bind to, and I don't know, the United States sovereign authority, I think, is pretty Teflon if you knew that. These officials don't understand that apparently anymore because they're bought. Klaus Schwab has his agents, his global leaders everywhere. And I'm going to tell you, not only are those people there and your university system is training them, their ambassadors, the law has already been made receptive to this situation, which I've been talking about for years to try and get people to see. And unless you see it, then you understand, at least you know it's there, and then start to think hard on how that worked and then where to defeat it. One of the things being, I say, saving clauses and how to utilize those. Our future is looking fairly bleak relative to being away from this and being pincushions, I suppose, and or dead, deprived, beyond austerity. Not just what they want to give you, but in the future they want, but you have nothing. You've got nothing to do and nothing to go, because all this is going to be tied. Anytime you hear this track and trace nonsense, as we heard before, they already told us, you're going to have a phone, that system, you're going to have to pay for it, they're going to make you pay for it. If you don't, you can't get anything. Look at China. Article 43 threatens to impose on persons measures, quote, that would obtain the highest achievable level of health protection. That's by determining by them without due process is the problem. So that's a warm and fuzzy aspiration, but it has no basis. And they say this in this conversation here, the author writes, this might include forced vaccinations, drugs, quarantines, diet, and other measures claimed to be for health protection. And I'm telling you, when you understand the dereliction of the communicable disease law, you will defeat those mitigation measures until they show the non-fraudulent infectious agent and gave you opportunity to avoid and do things that you want to do with your doctor being the exclusive jurisdiction over your health care. And hopefully that doctor's not persuaded by this fraud. We have a lot of work to do to protect ourselves, but I'm trying to show you, it might be a lot of work, but that freedom wasn't free, right? Freedom's not free. Being free is not free. You have to work for it when you have an oppressor, an occupier, a military, agencies that come under the color, foreigners usurping your way of life. It's all coming together. It's just so much to talk about. It's why I don't know where to go with it. I'm using this one. This is important because I think it's coming up and it touches my next tabs. And I guess I can stop here. One thing I do want to point out is relative to the FDA plan to look at the homeopathy would be that the WHO would stop countries using drugs and vaccines and other measures during pandemics the WHO deemed disproportionate or excessive. And then the author writes here, ICHQ, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, IVM, and zinc, and vitamin D. Again, they're taking away your homeopathic measures, and then they'll probably attack your herbs. You still have to then learn on what's around you in the ground, because that's about all that's going to be left to you relative to being able to help keep this at bay. But there's more points that this thing does. I think you need to know more about this to address this. I do believe it's something that's not inconsequential to your future. I think this is coming to us, and we're going to need to be able to understand it. As I've been talking also about the global, part of this is eugenics and part of this is population control. And they're putting all this into a non-governmental, non-elected body, foreign to every jurisdiction, in particular with the way the United States of America is set up. It is a unique setup, folks. I know we dismiss it a bit. I know we haven't seen the fruits of it, but the way this is working, I'm trying to show you how to utilize even this thing that isn't working to try and make it to work again for you, at least. If you're the only voice in the wilderness, then use it, because you're talking about being attacked and then being given things that is going to affect you for the rest of your life if it's longer than 14 days. And I have to say, I wrote a Twitter back out to someone. They don't respond. I don't understand what's going on. But I have a good friend of mine talked about his good friend him and his wife decided to get the jab, and 17 days later they've died. This is just this last month, and the underlying cause was clots. Not to cause fear. There is a consequence to our decisions. I'm asking us to be able to give us the distance. Don't buy into this. You can deny that you're a global killer, but do you have the words to turn the allegation back on somebody and defend yourself and defend your lifestyle and defend your nation, ultimately, your country, by how you insist on the law and the due process? Not as it's fabricated, not as it's malframed, how it's supposed to really work. It's not just saying I have rights. It's actually being able to get inside a system like a communicable disease law and look and see what that due process steps are that constitute compliance with that, that these people are circumventing, usurping, evading. Dereliction of duty is not a small thing to be dealt with, even though we're not seeing any accountability. And that is another function of a judiciary that doesn't work for you either. Why, and all the excuses they give, and I won't go into that. But moving into Kanukistan, and addressing last week and the week before, Kanukistan's expanding euthanasia laws because this is a genetics population control, population use, a human capital condition as well in the future, on a lie that says that the world is not big enough to supply us. We're not apparently intelligent enough to figure out how to do that for ourselves. These philanthropaths are, apparently, with less training than any of us have, other than talking to the people that think they know on an ongoing, if it's science, they don't know, folks, so I don't even know what their point is, but this is a population control measure. Kanukistan's on the forefront now of this expanding euthanasia law, making the unthinkable thinkable again. The writer here, Vanessa Beely, much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable, said Julian Huxley. She writes, the brother of A Brave New World, author Aldous Huxley, and president of the British Eugenics Society, said this when he founded what was Direct General 1946-48 of UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. The mandate for the new organization was set out clearly in Huxley's 1946. UNESCO, its purpose and philosophy. The moral of UNESCO is clear. The task laid upon it is promoting world peace and security can never be wholly realized through the means of assigned to it. Education, science, and culture. Let me interject. International laws say those are protected. It's what I've been telling you. There's a hands-off, an invader, a usurper is supposed to be hands-off in education, science, and culture. It's three of, I think, the seven or eight. But you know, that's what they're directly attacking. That's what cancel culture is about. They're attacking this army, these soldiers are attacking that. They have usurped science. Education is information. They've taken that away by calling what you want to know misinformation. So this is an interesting, I wanted to interject that on this statement. The means assigned to it are these three avenues, and they are utilizing each one of those to disarm you, at least. Now, it must, he said, Huxley goes on, it must envision some of the world political unity, whether through a single world government or otherwise, as the only certain means of avoiding war. In its educational program, two M's and an E, it can stress the ultimate need for world political unity and familiarize all peoples, with the implication of the transfer of full sovereignty from separate nations to a world organization. To my listeners who understand this, that this is not new. It's just rephrased, and what's going on, and I've been telling you, the climate change is not about the weather. It's a political attack. And so here we have reminding me through this article what Huxley said. I don't read these people. This is the interesting thing. I don't read these folks. I find it written already. I looked at it and found it in the law what they're doing. partly in my little quest, where did America go? Where did America went? And I'm noticing where it went. And a lot of us, it went to, why I stick on the crickets, folks. That's what the key was, it seems to me. They relied on the apathy of people. And boy, were they right about that. And then I witnessed people, myself and others being attacked. And I said, well, where are we going to position ourselves? And I started to learn where that was, how to go about it. And I said, at least minimally, we're neutralizing the attacks, at least minimally. And sometimes we actually do a lot more. When the other side goes to crickets, that's the best you're going to get. You're not attacked anymore, and you're probably not going to go anymore in that skirmish. And they're not going to, like I say, right at this point, I've been going for maybe 18 years with our mining claim. We've never been put in federal court and attacked by the agencies because I respond, as I tell you on this broadcast, to respond on certain other subject matters. We respond that way, and they have not yet been able to get the authority, and I've shown that they don't have it. And so they have to do other things. They do childish things that we just keep up with. But this is what I'm telling you. At least it's a neutralization. It's a cessation of the fight. It's a skirmish line that you both sit there with, and you look at each other, even though they don't have the right to do what they're doing. At the point that there's no one else coming to help, and this is societally, when they're doing a political attack and your political body doesn't answer, they start to win. They start moving incrementally. So moving on here, this is interesting. Kanukistan's in euthanasia laws, making the unthinkable thinkable again. This talks about this through the COVID reset, all this thing that's going on, showing a historic connection that it's been stated before that she goes through here. And why I put this in, like last week, I put in, if you want to know about like Maurice Strong and the sustainable mobility movement and where it comes from and who the underlying supporters are and the money that came from and what it's supporting, this article similarly shows you a different line of thoughts that what it reminded me was William Roberts, when he used to come onto his broadcast, Become Vocal Local. He used to come on and explain all these background organizations that were there to bring together this eugenics condition, what the future they wanted and who these people were, where they come from. And so, again, it gives you historical perspective. I appreciated seeing that all in one spot for y'all. If you will be so kind to yourself to read it, find out what's going on. See if you remember what you saw, if you knew some before, see if there's any new clues. Again, this is just information. We have to figure out where to place it. But this is on the front edge of going through the euthanasia, expanding it to all ages. And as I told you, then they attack you on your needs. And as I saw a neat little cartoon, not so neat, but pretty astute. It was a little graphic of three flags, the United States. It was on the left, the United States, UK, United Kingdom, and Kanukistan, Canada. On the right-hand side was of stick figures of a doctor with a globe on their head and a light, a characteristic light, with another stick figure as the patient. In the top picture, it was a stick figure asking for stitches of the doctor, and the United States doctor says, well, that'll be $58,000. And again, how astute this condition is globally. Well, I want to point out the next one, UK, the stick figure asking the doctor for stitches actually has a bleeding stump on his left little foot, and he goes to the doctor, I need stitches, and the doctor at the UK says, that'll be 38 months before I can get to you. And the party there with the bleeding stump, a stick figure with a bleeding stump, asks their doctor in Kanukistan, and that doctor says, go kill yourself. Very astute distinction across what Obamacare did to us and making care in the United States, you can get it, but you better be able to pay for it. To hardly no action going on, we see the UK problem of the hospitals and then their nurses going up in smoke too. Their whole system of, well, you can get it, but it's going to take you 3 years to get care. And in Kanukistan, how efficient. Just kill yourself. You got a problem? Our doctor says you can kill yourself. The Obama scared death squads to be in the future, where eventually they get to decide because you can't pay and because they've mismanaged the whole condition, because they've given more money to Ukraine to funnel back to themselves or various other things, giving it to the military industrial complex to go kill more people in other parts of the world, weapons laundering. Yeah, all that's happening, and you don't get the care. It costs you a lot of money. Or, in the UK, you don't get it all because we just don't have it staffed right. We're just manipulating this so that we can't even care for you. And then Canada's got the answer. Just kill yourself. So, on the line of the future for keep people being allowed to kill themselves or giving people the remedy into the WHO to be able to offer it as a mitigation tool to control the contagion. Came up links, and thank you to the links that are brought together. There's just so many hundreds of folks every week now. It's too much. I don't know where to begin and where to end, but I choose these and hope they're the proper ones to give you a heads up on what's coming and what I've been telling you. It fulfills what I've been saying is needed. It confirms what I've been telling you is needed. Whatever lack of response I get anywhere is not, it's not a measure of the value of what I'm saying. My spirit just cries a bit when there's not a lot of people addressing, looking at what I'm saying for them. Because I've just understood this over decades now. I've understood we have to have a better response for ourselves. No one's going to come protect you. And the who is after not protecting you. Along the lines of limiting, becoming in power to tell you what to do. Go kill yourself, like Kanukistan is evidencing. Catastrophic contagion. This is an event, like Event 2001. Gates, John Hopkins, the WHO simulated another deadly pandemic in 2022. And so the same players involved in what they did, the COVID swindle, what they brought in as Event 201, is now being put as a catastrophic contagion. The catastrophic nature is what they try to get you to believe is the emergency. Catastrophe gives your local jurisdictions the police power that I've been talking to you about. And again, I've told you that's attached in the United States, at least, to due process protections as well. It's not a license. They have to show non-fraudulently what's going on, and they have to demonstrate that in evidence. We don't have to wait. We're not supposed to wait 50, 60 years to find out who killed your president. COVID was a small test, says this article. The next pandemics will be much more devastating. This post is just there to raise, is just there here, they're talking about, just to let you know, like I do. Just there to raise awareness to the looming and coming threat that could wipe out the majority of the population. Catastrophic contagion was another simulation recently conducted by Bill Gates and the WHO, October 23rd, 2022. I won't read more. You can read it. They go on and on about this. It's not on and on. It's exactly describing what I've told you, the endless disease plan that they have to eliminate. To gain control, eliminate population. Anyway, I won't go. There's so much that goes on here. Another couple of links. I'm just going to go touch them. I think you need to see them. Lessons from the exercise. Need to understand what they thought they learned. Remember what I've been telling you about how you're going to subvert that, and go look and see whether or not what I've been saying is what they're now attacking. When they put the label catastrophic, they're attacking what I've been telling you is the is address. They know they have to address the police power side. So if you can understand to have the eyes to see here, and why I'm bringing this up as well, not just a prediction of what they plan on doing, they're explaining what they've done and look at the past on how we responded. And they incrementally move this along, and they keep fixing what we didn't stop, what they got caught on. But this, let me just offer this before I go too much further. It just keeps coming to my mind. My thought here is somehow we have to universally advocate, if another so-called pandemic shows up, whatever the label is, by whatever method, and be careful. I've told you that the needle in the haystack here is that they do have something natural, not synthetic. They have something natural. It's going to be very much more difficult, and I'm real concerned that might be the next thing, because they realize that they did get some response, and it was a fairly effective resistance. My thought is we need to advocate right now, get ahead of the game, get ahead of this tsunami of destruction, of catastrophe, and say, with this now, after we saw Event 201, if a catastrophic pandemic, so-called, hits the globe, all these people involved in this meeting go to jail. Maybe, as Gary L. says, they go to Gitmo, and we see how good they can breathe through a towel full of water. And we find out what's going on here. And we show that they cannot legislate by non-governmental organization immunity for these criminals, these philanthropaths, as it's been deemed. And I forget the woman's name. Thank you very much for that beautiful expression for people like Gates. Gates, Gavi organization, these people that give themselves immunity. It seems to be that's not equal rights, is it? No, it's not. So these people have got this exalted opinion, but they're psychopaths. And if this event comes out, we should be already clamoring and making the notices for us, ourselves, to our representatives, so-called, our local officials, saying, if this hits, if you don't arrest these folks for a bioweapon attack, it makes you come under the scrutiny for aiding and abetting, and then you cite the 18 U.S.C. 175. Because this can't come but other through a novel thing that they can present some sort of evidence for. But they're not origin. They claim that they come from a zoonotic source, but they don't. They're completely synthetic. That's what novel is. I keep telling you this. Pig's fly flu, I identified this years and years and years ago. I think I may be the only one who actually has been that and stating. You won't see this statement from lots of other people, and to the people that are celebritudes everywhere, nobody will accept or go read and then challenge that position. But they keep talking about second and tertiary steps down the path of perdition instead of standing up before you get to the head trail and look, wait a minute, that's a path of perdition. We're not going down there. And here's why we can do that. The lessons of the from the exercise. Read this page. See what they figured they learned and how we resisted those that did resist. The ones that are now coming out because of this, coming out to call global killers because we somehow were anti-usurpation, occupation, anti-usurpation of law. We are deemed to be something else like anti-vaccine. I'm not into vaccine because we're not even to the first step of following the law yet, which would allow the jurisdiction authority to offer that a vaccine might be possible. Because it's not only thing that happens. It's supposed to be given to us as a basket of things to accept. Quarantine, self-quarantine might be one of those. If I can quarantine because it's an actual organic vector, and I'm quarantined, that should answer it. I don't need to take in a foreign substance of questionable authority, notwithstanding the federal non-jurisdiction, non-authority that says it's safe and effective. I just don't have to take it. I can do something else. But we have to have that in us, because catastrophic contagion is, as an event, 201 is being now stated, a couple of links here for you, catastrophic contagion, the question, a deeper meaning, the next plandemic, written by Evan McMurd. I can read through these things, but they make the reference here. I just want you to see people are seeing it. They did it, but I don't have the ability to come quickly. They do. I'm going to give you their voice. I want you to read the explanations they show and then come with your mind to work it out. But I'm saying apply this knowledge. These people are coming. They plan to harm you. They're going to do it a slight bit different. They get around you. You have to be way outside that trail that they want you to, the trail they want you down. And you don't want to be wondering whether or not there's the lions and tigers and bears in there. You don't want to be there. Get in the bright, narrow path that says, until you do these laws local to me, you don't have an authority, one. And when you do, it still doesn't give you authority. All it does is give me the opportunity to choose. And me and my doctor will decide that. You don't have authority there. You, your doctor, and this is a dangerous position. You got to be careful because some of the doctors are bought in, as we sound. You'd have to find doctors that are not bought into this system, this pharma system. The doctor has exclusive jurisdiction over the patient. It's kind of like an attorney-patient-client privilege. Your health care is determined by the licensee. Not determined, but advised and guided by the licensee. You will have last say. The only thing that changes in a communicable disease is that your say cannot continue or cause continuance of what the objective non-fraudulent determination was for what the infectious agent is. That's your limit. So you can decide anything short of that. All right, so I maybe said too much there quick. I hope not. Go back and research it. These folks are coming at us, folks, and they're going to, and I can just tell you, the word catastrophic touches on what I told you immediately. Go after the police power failure. The governors did not demonstrate demonstrate a non-fraudulent infectious agent, number one. Number two is they could not have acted on a presumptive health emergency that they did. The presumption of an emergency is not an emergency. Due process requires and police power requires that there is not just a presumption something exists, but there actually something exists. Non-fraudulently demonstrable. You can see it. You can identify it. objectively and non-fraudulently. And I have to keep saying that because that's how they did it. They did it fraudulently. It's easy to see a bridge collapse. It's easy to see a flood area. Not so easy to see the flood of a fraud moving in by some suggestion, and then fear takes the land and no one can see straight at all. I mean, you're not seeing much of anything. You're just responding. It's like a herd of sheep just been told there's a wolf pack coming. And they were, but you weren't sheep. And I want to remind everybody, you're not sheep. You do have this objective basis for as little as we seem to enjoy it. So this is a serious observation, catastrophic contagion, another event, tabletop exercise. You need to read and see what these enemies are doing, what they figured out, what they think they can do to change it. And then I would ask you to apply what I've been saying about how you use your local law to defend yourself in the future. They're going to try and eliminate that. Now, there cholera, WHO calling cholera, this catastrophic contagion, brings up another story that also possibly comes up when they talk about One Health. They talk about trying to stop problems. They talk about now this contagion actually attacks your children. This is the other thing. You need to see the adjustment. They're moving it to cause you fear about your little ones. This contagion, instead of not affecting the little ones, the new one is going to then target the little ones, they'll tell you. That will put a ton of people in a ton of scared moment. They're not going to think straight. They're just going to likely do what they're told. I don't know. Not everybody will. They'll probably bring their little ones home and cloister up, but that's not going to be, as you see what they do to chickens. If you get one bird that has a sniffle and a sneeze, and they call it a bird flu, 6 miles, 6.5 miles away at this point, all the birds die. All the birds become subject. So this is, be careful on disconnecting this. This is a connectable thing. Everybody in an area will be picked up or imposed. And you're going to have what I'm saying. But mystery disease kills children of Afghanistan was a very interesting story at this time. Dozens of people have been infected by a suspicious pathogen, Taliban authorities say, as a city by local media. An unknown pathogen has infected more than 80 people and killed 2 children in the Afghan province of Zabul. Taliban authorities said the disease causes intense fever and bleeding from mouth and nose. Wow, specific to other responses by the jab too, isn't it? But this is the point about the unknown pathogen. This is how they get in. And now they've, of all the 80 people, this story focuses on the little ones. This, to my mind, was the perception management seed being planted. There's something out there and it kills the little ones. Unlike what they showed in the Kobe swindle, which immediately went for the elderly, which ultimately they don't care. It's broad spectrum. They're now hitting both ends of the spectrum. Right? As far as the euthanasia. And who did they actually really kill? By hospital, they killed the elderly early on. Remember New York. But during the jab, they were killing the men between 18 and 39. Remember? And so just start looking at this as a more comprehensive view of what the attack is, how the incidence of why you see the numbers. I think it's this, what is it, the CDC saying your life expectancy is dropping and since the jab. They won't correlate it. They'll mention it at the same time, but you need to be observant of this. Just the appearance of this should be enough to put you into a new mindset on how you're going to address it. But this is very interesting upon the catastrophic contagion that they will focus. It won't be the only thing they do, but they will focus on the little ones now, the other side. Now we see in Afghanistan they're reporting an unknown pathogen that does flu-like symptoms, but additionally nose bleeding. Okay, so be aware. If you know this is there, we don't know what's causing that, and we don't know that that's real either. We just know that someone's reporting on it, and they're focusing on 2 out of 80. And I say they do that to now, see, when you have a little one and you see two little ones dead there, you're going to think about your little ones. These are the kinds of ways they perception management you, and then you lose your ability of your objective basis, which I say, if you're practiced, if you do the steps now, when that threat comes on you, you're going to be a lot more able to have that in your hip pocket to use if you need it where it is a fraud. Otherwise, you're clear-minded to see what really is going on, and you do the better, instead of taking their advice, you start doing what you need to do, not like they told us. Because, again, we now, this is the thing that's fascinating to me, I don't think there's really any agency in the government that can be trusted at all. They really did themselves some damage here. All of them. It's irreparable harm to themselves. And it's exciting in a way. We do have this thing. If you can hear it now, I get excited about this. If I was waiting for people to see it, there is no place that they haven't done their own problems, make irreparable harms to their own agencies by their actions, because they didn't hold to that very sound reason for why you don't even do the appearance of impropriety. They've broken all of that down, all these agencies that cannot be trusted, and they needed to keep our trust. That's the thing that they need. In God we trust? No, that's the money. That's what they believe in. What they get you to believe is trust in them. And I've told you, as soon as that breaks in you, and it breaks in us as a body politic, if you will, if I can say the body politic side, not just the people generally, I would hope the people, but that seems to be, no one focuses on the countryside and the country folk. I'm talking all of us. They usually focus politically. And so the body politic needs to be observant that they cannot trust. We have that evidence now. Fauci says no, not pushing back against online misinformation would be a blow to society, and I do agree with Fauci here. What you hear behind the woodshed needs to be put out there. So not hearing what you're hearing behind the woodshed would be misinformation and be a blow to society. I agree, Fauci. Next. Okay. They want to control the narrative? No, we're going to control it. And the way you do that is go to objective basis. Give yourself an ability to say the law requires these things. You haven't done it. And until you do, you don't have an authority. And anybody who aids and abets you is just another organized criminal. And at least have that word in your mouth. And at least be able to protect your little ones, because they are coming. I told you they're planning for it now. They spent a lot of money to make that catastrophic contagion meeting. They didn't do it. They didn't invest the money and the time for nothing. Just like they didn't do event 201, and again, the same parties are involved. And every one of those people should be put in jail as soon as the next contagion that looks like it's this thing, or even anything novel. All these folks, Gates, all of them, should be put in jail immediately. They should be quarantined from society because it's premeditated now. We knew it. Now, I'm going to get to now moving over and across to the, again, this interrelated stuff that you can't trust them and this and that and the other. The guy that I didn't know why I didn't remember him, he's been in our lives, most of our lives, I think, forever, this guy, politically. He ties into the JFK files, and to my embarrassment, my error, I didn't remember him living. And the reason why I was thinking why these records aren't really being disclosed as quickly as they have, notwithstanding that I said, if it's an agency of the government that would be exposed, they wouldn't want that out. But there is really someone who's living that's been influential in the political arena globally, internationally in the United States, who's still alive. This fossil. In the political system, but to show us the evolution of corruption that he's been involved around, or at least had to see, the past to the present. Kissinger outlined Ukraine peace proposal. This story popped up, and immediately I said, why did I forget about this guy? He's been here forever influencing policy. He was the right-hand man to Kennedy on the State Department side. And so I kind of dismissed it. Well, how? It's not the CIA. Well, you have to read. The CIA is intrinsically involved with the State Department. This guy may be another living soul out there that may have some influence that the records will never see, or maybe are being held back. It still goes on. He's still alive. He's 99. He's still influencing the world on global policy. But you see how he responds. I'm interested in what he says, because he seems to have changed everything. What, remember, he was, Nixon with the monetary system, got China in as a favored nation. You see how this thing just goes on through. Without all these actions, we couldn't see this current reality, actually. But this guy, Kissinger, is just right pivotal. And I just embarrassed I didn't remember he was still alive. The guy just keeps going. I guess, bless him for that. But he's a force to be reckoned with. Even though his minimal stature, boy, this guy has done some stuff in the world. And in the time of Kennedy, he's still plugging away. He comes up with his own peace proposal. That's not unusual. He came on one, I think it was in April. But I was interested in this one because of the latest stuff in Ukraine. And the interaction, the interlocking of all this stuff. And it's not out there. They just, the Senate just proposed a $1.7 trillion, with a T, trillion dollar budget to pay for this stuff. that Kissinger came out with his perspective. Now, his perspective is one of a, he's not in the government anymore, but it is also not, it's not inconsequential what he says. What I want people to realize is that he did pop up. He says that Ukraine peace proposal, he wants to promote like a warm and fuzzy, we should be seek peace. What I want you to see is how this guy does pop up. He's internationally influential. He makes the statements. He's listened to. He proposes peace, so-called, but you have to look for who this guy is and who's involved with and who we're talking about in Ukraine. Where big news, Brzezinski was connected to one of the big names behind the scenes in money and influence, and this guy was connected to another. We're talking Rockefeller and Rothschild. You start to understand a bigger, a more comprehensive potential. He comes out for peace. What you look at in here, you realize that this guy politically is like a liberal chicken hawk. He's a liberal warmonger. He believes, he's got, a Jewish background, another element coming up, Zionist background, I would have to say more appropriately, that he comes in to make his peace proposal. But if you look and you do the analysis, what he's actually advocating for is the destruction of Russia politically. They want Putin out. They want Putin out. He's advocating for, be careful not to take it out to where you disseminate, you destroy the giant state of Russia into its time zones, essentially, that you make too many little pieces, and then that becomes food for, you know, carrion for the international crowd. This peace proposal is not. And I wanted you to understand, this guy has been here forever. I'm embarrassed to not remember him when I was talking about, there's no living soul around JFK. Why haven't we had it? You know, why haven't they, what's the big fear? Unless it is the agencies. Well, this guy's still kicking. And he's irrelevant to the society, to our time. The fossil that he seems to be, and bless him for, you know, everybody got his day. But man, this guy has really caused some trouble for us. If you look back on what the policies were that shifted around him, Kissinger's Ukraine peace solution may seem reasonable, but in fact unreal. I address this because it gives us a way to, for those of us that I don't have a lot of time to keep up with it, but it gives me a way to look, and I have thoughts about what his peace proposal does. There's another opinion out there. I get to balance, compare my opinion to what someone else says. I wasn't so far off here. So about what it really does politically, what Kissinger's actually offering, and how it bolsters the United States' position of destroying another nation, and maybe not so rightfully so. So it sounds good, but it's unreal. And it's unreal for a lot of reasons. And you start looking for those, and you start seeing, again, trying to be accurate for you on this broadcast, I haven't been inaccurate. Even something as distant away as Russia and that thing, whatever they're doing, and then we find all the corruption underneath it and how it's being a money laundering pit. You know, the swamp is everywhere. Kissinger's been involved in that. And then you see, well, let's go for peace. It's an indication. You can use the word. That's why remember, the Defense Department in the United States used to be called the War Department. It's all perception management. Kissinger comes in, let's do peace. But what he actually means when you look at this, he wants to destroy Putin. They need to get rid of him. They need to destroy the politics in Russia. This is a overarching problem. Well, big news, Brzezinski on the other side of the money side and the influence in the background, same people ultimately, they was advocating the same thing. So there's no difference here. And so we see the players. This guy's still around. Another party that came up just before that, very interesting, which I think has done great damage to this whole thing, at least to the West Hawk side, and why peace is not possible, and why it's really unreal, and why we may not be able to get there, and I don't know if this wasn't the seed of sabotage. Merkel's confession, Minsk agreements were a lie aimed to inflame war against Russia. I don't know if you understood, you know, I'd said that pretty fast, but this was the head of Germany, saying the Minsk agreements that Russia entered into in good faith to try and stop what was happening in Ukraine, to bring peace then, was a lie to buy time so the West could bring more weapons and technology into Ukraine in order to fight Russia. Again, Ukraine's fodder. It's actually a sideshow. The bigger play is to take out Russia. Now, politically, whether you agree with that or not, I'm not talking to you. I don't agree with it generally. If a people want to live their way, they're fine. They should be able to live their way. If they're outplaying you in the global field, well, shame on you. Maybe you have to up your game. I don't know about all these higher decisions that are made on this, but when you hear a leader of a country admitting they were lying to another nation, well, I can't even, my mind just shuts off. Where else do you go as the subject victim nation to that? Where do they actually break into actually, I say actually, where do they now go with anything that they would offer? And how is anything they offer going to be accepted for what it is exposed in this situation? Kissinger coming in with peace, Merkel saying, well, the peace that we were arguing here in Minsk was just a cover. And I say exactly. And this is an authority in that process being involved. That NATO has other plans. These folks are just diabolical. They don't intend peace. They don't intend to do other than make fodder after the people of Ukraine in the war. I'm saying to you, it's sounding like it's moving that way as the United States escalates underneath these frauds and misdirections and deceptions. Your sons and daughters going to war are going to be subject to the same thing. These folks like Kissinger and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and the politicians, the other folks, the banks, BIS, all of these folks, they could care less about you. The WHO, they could care less. It's all working toward an end. All these folks you'll find is the connection. And I keep leaving out the Zionists. These are like critical in this connection. We may see a little bit as I keep moving. You see that the politicians are involved in deception again, notwithstanding Merkel's. Where did Merkel's admission go in the news? This is a devastating, in my mind, devastating admission. Where does Russia go now? How do we resolve this? Who do they trust if they wanted to? And then you watch them after this and their realization of that. You start watching how Russia has now becoming more the porcupine than before and technologically advanced beyond what I think military understood. They definitely have a bear on their hands at this point. And that bear is not going to trust anybody, though. And so I don't know. It's not looking too good. I hope Russia continues their methodical approach. Whatever their reasonings are, I can't fault them because Ukraine was never a sovereign state. It was never in NATO. It doesn't deserve our care. It doesn't deserve the part of the $1.7 trillion made by the Senate to be approved by the Congress. It's not worthy of all that. It should have been a buffer state. And we see the aggressor is the United States, and yet we now see the aggressor falsely naming, because they don't want to say Russia's a terrorist state. I told you they can't do that. So they're going to get permission now to call them an aggressor state. But they're not. And this is the big deception in terminology. They frame a victim for being an aggressor, and you think that they are, if you don't hold a critical mind. Russian intelligence details how U.S. politicians and tycoons tried to hush up American support for Nazis. And so this is the other interesting thing. You would not see, Strange Bedfellows doesn't even call this one out, where Germany is supporting a deception to Russia underneath the presumption that they're doing right in democracy and all this other stuff, and it's not involved with the Nazis. And yet we know, anybody who researches the study, the role of U.S. and British political and business interests in financing the Nazi Party, later bankrolling the Third Reich, has been well documented by documentary filmmaker Michael Rome in this story, and academics like Anthony Sutton and Jack R. Powell's now Russian archival document shed light on the Moscow knew about these activities at the time. And I want to point out here in that Merkel story, if you read down far enough, Russia is said in this time to be the beneficiary of the same type of deception that Germany played on Russia in Minsk. And so Russia knows about this and also was a beneficiary at the time. And I want to just point out, these are all global players for global reasons for themselves. Again, I don't want to exalt Russia in what I say about this. We're looking at real sophisticated power plays. And people will accept what they will. They'll take advantage as they can. Machiavelli lives today as we see all this. But the point is that the politicians in political interests supported the Nazis, regardless of the fact that we claim we went to war with them, that there's always this other lie going on, deception for the people's sake. And the governments understand how this works. But, the connection now to the supporting the Nazis becomes important here. Because we also had this little anomaly that we were told the Nazis killed the Jews. But we forget, there was also a faction in the world, a political faction, not a religious faction, if we can isolate them, called the Zionists. And they speak through the representation of the people like Kissinger, and as intangible but influential as he is, through the support that Kissinger was. We don't suffer big news Brzezinski's and his benefactor behind the scenes, but they all go back to a Zionist politics as well. Don't forget that, because we keep going on to this, which calls itself a religion. If you look at the new Likud power structure now in Israel, they call this orthodoxy, the Zionist orthodoxy, a religion as well. So we got the green religion all kind of incorporated. You start seeing politics being the universal religion that the Pope might be talking about as well on top of all this. All these things to bring out and broke. But we bring up the specter now of the attack in religion. Again, the green religion sits out there. The globalism is being promoted while globalization's being destroyed. And so they sever that as well. More subject matter to cover, but we move into now Merkel lies. The Russians come in. The reason why they lie was to help bolster the NATO intention and United States, more importantly, intention. I have pointed out for no reason other than it came to my mind about the churches being attacked. There was another reason. Again, we're going after you're supposed to keep culture and education and this and that sacred, if you will, international law, but the NATO and the West don't care about any of that. You need to observe it. But crackdown on the largest church intensifies in Ukraine became another newsworthy article at the same time. We learned that Merkel in Germany and France and all these folks were lying to Russia, as Russia came in good faith to try and stop something before they had to get involved. So remember to keep that in context of what's going on, whichever side you might believe in. You got to still understand the steps that got us here. But they also attacked the churches, and there's apparently a good reason for it now that I see it, whether anybody else might understand it this way. I'm finding sense in it. The Kiev Domestic Security Service has launched a new series of raids. They're claiming that these churches are fronts, and maybe so, but they've also fronts for Russia. But the churches, long before the invasion, said that they were, because of the invasion, said they were separating themselves. Now, I understand that there's color there, but the point is that the Ukraine is attacking churches, and on its own, by itself, I guess we could go there, but when we see that the reason why they're attacking them is to destroy the Russian Orthodoxy influence, which is not true either, but to exalt schism in the system, which benefits the West, this is no more of a political or attack, a war attack, not because of the ostensible reasons ahead. Remember, they call these people spies. As soon as you're called and labeled rapist, how do you change that? I mean, this is the part of the problem. This is the power of defamation that can't be stopped as well. And so we crack down the largest church intensifies in Ukraine. They're doing more and more and more. They're coming against these religious sites more often, as the Vatican apologizes to Russia by the Pope claiming last month that two ethnic groups living in Russia were particularly disposed to battlefield cruelty. This guy here, the Vatican, they call it, it's the Pope Francis. He's not without error at all. And so we got to be careful. This is all politics and this moving along. And he got himself out. He talked a little bit more, overshot his mouth, or what, overshot his other end for his mouth, I think. The Vatican has issued a formal apology to Russia for derogatory remarks made by the not infallible Pope Francis last month about some ethnic groups in the country, according to Russia Foreign Minister spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. The ministry received a message on Thursday from the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, it expressed the Holy See's respect for, quote, all peoples of Russia, their dignity, faith, and culture. There you go, those other things. Three, they're supposed to be held sacred, not just like all nations and peoples of the world, it goes on as I interfered with that, but the capacity, it says, of one's, the capacity, she said, to one's mistakes is becoming more rare in international relations today. This situation shows that behind the Vatican's call for dialogue, there is a knack for having such a dialogue and hearing the other side, the Russian diplomat noted, She added that the Moscow considered the incident to be over. That is a statesman and diplomatic response to a real insult. They called it over. That's probably the largest slap. That little phrase, that little statement is probably the largest slap to the not infallible one I can imagine. That also shows that they do not trust anybody, folks. And so this is a bigger deal. This religious stuff, it doesn't seem like much, but it's all part of this whole Western imposition, the misframing of a condition, the vilification of people, and at a distance, we really should be careful on how much we, either both sides, take on and agree with until we can really see better evidence than what we're told through propaganda. U.S. sides with Germany and Italy in opposing anti-Nazi resolution. Again, the support the Nazis got, the Third Reich got from the United States, the tycoons, the politicians. We're watching that happen today in Ukraine. And this kind of gets us over into that Azov, which I told you denies now that they even had these connections. Yet you look at their deeds, you look at what they do, you look at their pictures. They're still supporting this Nazi, the National Socialists configuration that was supposedly destroyed by Hitler, destroyed in Hitler because the United States was such a white hat. But we get to the UN General Assembly that adopted that Russian proposal. We see that under the color of protecting free speech, political autonomy, I suppose, the United States agrees with supporting the Nazi belief. And this becomes really, really important as we move into this relative to what's going on and what the United States is supporting now. If you thought that Hitler and Nazis were an enemy, I think it was Operation Paperclip. They didn't take all the scientists from Germany and kill them and get rid of them like maybe Soviets would have done to the collaborators. No, they brought them over and brought them in part of the country. It's the cancer that starts to fester, another type of cancer that festers, the Fourth Reich, if you will. Ukrov's Azov regiment visits Israel. Mariupol is our Masada. If we didn't talk about Zionism before, we get to talk about it now. They now admit to it. These are the Azov Regiment battalion people being invited by someone from Israel to go to Israel and speak about their cause at Mariupol was like Masada for the Jewish people. If you don't understand what the connections are, how deep they are, and that they're not Jewish necessarily more than Zionistic. Zionism, the religion of Zionism here, defeating and having influence in this whole thing. And don't forget and underestimate when you see all the United States presidents going to the wall with their little beanie cap on, what that's actually meaning as we move this along. And somebody who also found this, I'm going to relate to Forella Isabel on a telegram I found. She cites this article, Ukraine's Azov Regiment visits Israel, Mariupol is our Masada. What a statement. And she identifies, get us to think, this is what feeding into my mind, is how are we going to expose this connection, this thing that this been is denied all the time, and the anomaly that it seems to be, but it's not. It's really a consistency. Still think, she says, comparing Nazis to Zionists is anti-Semitism? Zionists are anti-Semitic. Under Netanyahu, Israel will return to revisionist Zionist status and collaborate with Nazis against perceived common threat to racist, elitist ideologies. I thought that was fairly astute that she pulled that together. I wanted you to hear that because that probably stated better than I would ever state it, looking at this from afar and saying, how do we get people to see there's a political influence going on, consistent, ongoing, even from the time of the fossil, through all these regimes in the United States, called presidencies. He's still alive, connected up through all this, that the Azov Battalion now denies being of a Nazi origin, even though the United States supports Nazism. And I'm not putting any value on that. I'm just saying they deny it, yet they're doing it. And then we see the Zionists pop in, which is not what the necessarily a religion, but they make it a religion, they make it a politics, and we're supposed to turn the other way. And then we're supposed to listen to them frame things that are questions, honest questions, as being something anti-Semitic. When in fact, they're the promoters of it. They are that. And if you look at some, as soon as somebody uses the word anti-Semitic, I almost can guarantee they don't understand what that means. Because it's not just, if you will, Jews. If go look at the definition. They have to include Palestinians in that. And they don't. And so they're not talking about that word. They're talking about using it to frame it to vilify people. But this was very interesting. How in the heck does Azov Regiment get into Israel and then declare that their Mariupol defeat was the Masada of the Jews? Shows you the political perception management going on that I just can't believe that we could underestimate and not put value in, as we also see Nazi-inspired U.S. prison guards, American Revolution, and Ukraine conflict. From an RT article, highlights from Victor Bout's RT interview, the gentleman that was released, he's said to be an arms dealer, when Greiner was released, he comes out and he explains our prison system. He explains what he believes will not be the revolution and why. And it's a very interesting insight, but that the United States prison guards are akin to and agree with this Nazi inspiration. Again, showing us more connections relative to the Nazi influence of the United States. Well, this Nazism is absolutely protected in a way, and through history, it was understood by Kissinger. NATO chief says full-blown war with Russia is a real possibility. And why not? They're actually predicting that they want to go to war, and there's really not much of an obstruction at this point as they run the, again, we remember economically they need some kind of a war. And I don't know what they think they're pulling off here, but British general admits UK deployed troops to Ukraine. NATO is in Ukraine. Whatever the denials are, whatever was actually going on, it's not stopping. The NATO, which is now globally going around the world, is another thug. And no diplomacy is intended. And this is the thing about the statement. Kissinger was so-called peace statement was compliant with that report I did about the United States position on this and the future position that they're going to take. Again, giving notice to Russia. Russia really doesn't have much of an option where the other side's deceitful, lying, doesn't want to talk, doesn't expect to want to talk, and is willing to continue to press against somebody who initially was saying, just give the people in Donbass the freedom to be their people. We don't need to do anything more. We're willing to let this thing ride. But you saw designs, and the designs have now been fruition in policy. The United States and Kissinger speaks to it. Croatia MP rejects EU training mission to Ukraine. People know, look, and they say the impression is, the direction is that NATO wants to do more closer to Russia, but Croatia understands that to do that brings them particularly under the gun, and they're not feeling too good here. Croatian lawmakers have failed to pass a motion for the Balkan country to train Ukrainian military personnel to fight against Russia. Again, understand Balkan. This is, they're Balkanized. They got destroyed. They got taken apart. Like Ukraine looks like maybe going partly to Poland if it works that direction. It looks like, let's not forget Libya. It's going to be separated now. There's a whole dynamic going on there. Again, United States is involved. Egypt is involved. The oil is involved. All this stuff is still sitting there. As the EU greenlights Ukrainian attacks inside Russia. So we see this expansion of NATO power into places that really ought not to have been, despite the fact that we see Kissinger speaking peace. We understand if you look politically, he wants the destruction of the government. But he said not so much that it blows that whole thing apart so that it becomes a carcass for the global internationalists to pick. And the problem is Russia is not going to let that happen, and I don't really know where else they go except to say, don't do that. And then get ready like they are. They're developing their Sarmat technology, which is apparently way, way more advanced than we thought, and maybe even more advanced than we expected to be, and that they had updated again. As we hear today, the Congress is involved. Are you involved with the protection of the promotion of the Nazi thing? The Zionists are right there. Everyone's connected. The Zielinski brought and came to Washington. U.S. Congress prepares to declare war against Russia. As this whole thing comes together, that's the view that someone is writing about that I think you need to take cognizance of, because I think the Russians are expecting a bit of this. And somebody came, Belinsky, came to the Congress and spoke. To me, that was one of the bigger insults I've ever seen relative to what he represents. The United States Speaker, after actually flying the Ukrainian flag behind him, bringing up the triangle 3-4 stars, which I thought had a different meaning, and I'm not sure what it is. I didn't have time to check it. It seemed a major insult to ask for more money. In other words, it seems like there's a problem amiss for Zelensky. He needed to make a personal appearance. And the problem also with that is what they're going to support and what they intend to support, what they end up do supporting with the United States. And we can only say, hey, this thing maybe looks like it's going to war when this Zelensky, the Liarinsky guy, he was likened as Winston Churchill. Now, Winston Churchill's not such a good figure on the one hand, but they meant it in a better way. For this guy to be put on that stature by the speaker, again, just talk about a perception management. And they apparently got their way, totally unprecedented in a way on this. And so they're drumming up the war drum here is one of perception. And again, like it appears Russia, Putin did for Russians, to get their favor to move this along. And I think necessarily so, as you see Russia being called an aggressor when in fact they're just sitting back and protecting their position. To watch this coming forward, the Washington needs to get the perception management of its own people, who apparently they were told only 1% agree to be interested at all. And we have United States citizens dissatisfied with Zelensky's visit to Washington, even though only 1% are interested. The 1%, I suggest, may be the elite, as we call it. The 99% could care less. This may be the condition where it pulls together the perfect storm of acceptance, where people are not really paying attention to what's going on, and the global movement is going on with Kissinger actually telling us what it's all about, and it's all going to be folding it into the future that they want again, despite the fact that all this stuff, you see the sanctions going out, the excuse, people are not paying attention, the anomalies that are in this, that despite the sanctions, the United States imports from Russia more than double here in the last bits of time. In other words, Russia provides the United States needed things that they're willing to cut their nose to spite their face, I guess, self-inflicted wounds again in order to cut. We hear sanctions, sanctions, sanctions. The United States is a hypocrite, at least, and worse. It's really a global criminal. People are going to have to get more than 99% disaffected here in how this goes through, in starting to bring out all the players we're watching now, all the agents coming to pull this out. As we see the Russia also moving to make this bipolar mental state in the world, the Russia-led trade bloc will soon stop using the dollar. This is information to the public, the 99% that's not interested in Ukraine. This is coming home to roost. When that starts to move and there's no use of the dollar and the dollar stops moving in the world, or partially, the ramifications come back to the people of the United States of America, and it's not going to be a good thing. So these are notices to us up front. I'll try to bring that to you periodically, all the time here, to let us know. Let's stay ahead of this if we can. Not much interest to do so. However, we do have our abilities to see and hopefully not get hit by the train as it's coming down the tracks as we're facing the wrong way. Hope something I said today will help you, orient you, give you more information, bolster you, fortify you, and I'll be with you next week. Tech diffs, or nature willing.
Another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
Opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, I
just opened a whole case of Woolpath.